Cotton was king in the southern U.S. in the early 20th century. However, it was one of the tiniest of creatures that dethroned the crop as supreme in the South. The story is today's feature on the American Countryside.
To maximize crop yields, successful growers need a special advantage, and that's what you get with Radiate Plant Growth Regulator. Radiate is uniquely formulated to help young plants quickly develop stronger roots and shoots. That means better nutrient uptake, more early stress resistance, and bigger yields. Radiate makes all the difference on a variety of crops, with either foliar or in-furrow application, allowing it to fit with most grower programs. So this year, give yourself an edge. Ask your CPS dealer for Radiate.
Whether you are a serious collector of antiques and the classics or just love old farm machinery, Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide is the one resource you'll enjoy. This book is jam-packed with prices, facts, and stories about all kinds of antique and classic farm equipment from the early 1900s to 1978. For only $29.95, you can use Machinery Pete's Classic Tractor Price Guide as a trusted and valuable resource in pursuing your antique iron passion. Call 877-847-9599 or visit shopfarmjournal.com.
Douglas Bradley lives in Enterprise, Alabama, an area that has long seen agricultural production.
Cotton was the basic cash crop in this part of the country in the early 1900s. There were some peanuts being grown basically for livestock feed like hogs.
Potatoes, sugar cane, corn, and livestock were also important in the early 1900s.
In 1915, cotton still being the only cash crop, the boll weevil moved into our county, and the boll weevil was covering anywhere from 75 to 100 miles a year into new territory. But in 1915, the ginning of cotton dropped from 15,000 bales to 5,000 bales.
The boll weevil would attack the buds, laying eggs that would hatch and hurt the cotton crop.
The worm would go back into that bud and destroy that bud. But as the cotton boll began to develop, it would attack the cotton boll, and it would cause the boll to harden on the inside and not open as a nice fluffy boll of cotton should.
A county agricultural agent, Mr. Pittman, traveled to Texas to see if he could learn steps to counteract the boll weevil and save cotton crops. When he returned, his advice had little to do with cotton, though.
He came back to Coffee County encouraging farmers to diversify.
That diversification would lead to this area finding a new cash crop. That story next time as we travel the countryside. In Enterprise, Alabama, I'm Andrew McCray.